My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Evan in Vermont is on the Fan. Evan, how are you?
Yo, I just wanted to give you an update. I'm at Lincoln's family home up in Vermont. And all I can think about is how the Brooklyn Nets sold Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks. Very distracted. I can't even enjoy all this great Lincoln stuff because I'm still pissed off they handed your team Mikal Bridges.
Now, this, of course, is my great former partner. It will always be my partner, Evan Roberts. So you're everywhere. Now, you were in London with the Mets, right? Did you go to London for
yes.
the Mets? You did, right?
Yes.
And now you're in Vermont. Let me ask you a question. What does Abe Lincoln have to do with Vermont? I mean, if you were like in Illinois, if you're in D.C., you know, I mean, Vermont, what's up there with that?
So it's fascinating. Me and the family went to Vermont not because of Lincoln. I want to make that clear. I went to Vermont for just a couple of days. Nice.
I thought maybe you went there to go see Bernie Sanders. I mean, we don't want to get into that, but anyway.
Pass.
So you went to Vermont. You're in. Go ahead. So go ahead.
On the way, my wife knows me so well. She says, you know what's up in Vermont? There's this Lincoln family home. And
right.
I had the same reaction. I was like, what the heck does Abe Lincoln have to do with Vermont? I mean,
right.
He grew up in Indiana, Illinois. Like, I got all that.
Right.
So apparently, the great, and he was great, the great Robert Todd Lincoln, Abe's son,
right.
who served in a bunch of administrations. This was his summer home. So they turned it into this really cool museum that has a lot of stuff that Lincoln had. And it really tells the story of the family because Robert Todd Lincoln is like pretty awesome. He's a pretty awesome story that doesn't get a lot of attention because
right,
he served
right.
for like four different presidents.
Really?
Like
I didn't even realize that. Is that right? What was he in the cabinet? Was he in the cabinet?
He was in the cabinet. And there's two crazy things about this guy. Number one, he almost died falling on train tracks. And you know who saved his life?
No.
I'm not even kidding you. John Wilkes Booth's older brother saved his life.
Are you kidding? My John Wilkes Booth, who shot and killed Lincoln, saved his brother, saved Lincoln's son? That's unbelievable.
His brother, and none of them knew it at the time.
John
Wilkes Booth's brother was actually like a famous actor who wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't a Confederate sympathizer like his brother was.
Right.
So he happened to save Robert Todd Lincoln. And then the other thing is Robert Todd Lincoln was a part of, he was present for like four different presidential assassinations. Like, he was with Garfield when he got shot. He was with McKinley when he died.
Wow.
I don't think he was at Ford Theater when Lincoln died, but he was, like, connected to way too many assassinations. So
Wow.
It's been a fun adventure, that's for sure. But I still can't believe we gave you Mikal Bridges. I'm sorry.
I feel bad for you. You know, I feel. And I know I just had Ian Begley on, and he said the Nets are in good shape with all the draft picks you got. But I don't see that, bro. I mean, to me, the Nets are, of all the teams in the metropolitan area, they're the one that's in the worst shape as far as I'm concerned. I mean, do you agree with that or not?
Like, yes, it's they probably, here's what I it's taken 3 days for me to get here. They probably made the right decision to just blow it up. Because let's be honest, Mikal Bridges is great for your team, so don't take this as a knock. He's not a lead guy. He's not, you're not winning a championship.
No. No, he's part of the puzzle. To me, he's the last piece of the puzzle. Absolutely. That's how I look at it.
No doubt. That's why it could very well work out for you guys. So I think that they probably made the right decision to say, you know what are we doing? We're not going to star hunt anymore. Let's blow the whole thing up. The problem with draft picks, and I'm glad we got our own picks back from the Rockets, is it's a freaking lottery ticket. Like, A, you got to get lucky.
No doubt about it.
You got to win a lottery. You got to pick the right guy. So
yep.
I understand the whole they're in great shape stuff, but they're going to be unwatchable for multiple years. So that part's not exactly fun. So I get why they did it. It bothers me. It's your team. No offense. And it also bothers me that the Knicks don't have, like, this bust factor to them. Like, even if you don't win a championship, you should be good for the next 4 or 5 years. So the draft picks that you sent my way, what are we talking about? Mid-20s draft picks? Unless you get lucky, because I get it. Like, Nikola Jokic was not a lottery pick. I understand. Giannis was taken 15th overall. Like, I know you can find exceptions, but it's not easy and it's not likely. So it just, it stinks, bro. But at least we're Met fans. At least we got that going.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what this baseball team is doing. I mean, I'm giddy. I mean, you got to be. I mean, it's unbelievable. They lead the league. Since they had this team-only meeting, right, a month ago, they lead baseball in, like, every category offensively, right?
The offense.
Oh, my God.
The offense is like a juggernaut. I mean, this lineup just keeps coming at you. And the guy I'm most pumped up about is Francisco Alvarez.
Of course. No question.
Every at-bat is a war now. He draws walks.
Yep.
He battles.
Yep.
He's got power the other way.
Yep.
He's a leader. And you know what? Francisco's doing well for himself. Put it this way. I stayed late, watched the fireworks, watched the OMG celebration. Oh, my God. And Francisco's done well for himself. I'll leave it at that.
And let me tell you, I understand what you're saying. He might be the best player on the team, not only offensively, but everybody. The pitching staff just waxes poetically about what he does behind the plate for them. It's unbelievable.
Well, he's got the OG Anunoby factor. I think in the last 27 games he's played, 24-3.
Right.
It's ridiculous. So
it is.
This is tremendous. I mean, they're going to cool off. I think we all have to understand that. Like, they're not going to win every single game for the rest of the time. They will cool off, but what we've survived is that horrible start. I mean, they're a game above 500.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, they're beating up. What's awesome is that they're beating up good pitching. I mean, they bombed Garrett Cole. They
killed
this Ronel Blanco, who they beat up last night. Like, he had a great year.
Dylan
Cease 2 weeks ago. Like, they are just destroying good starters.
Even Luis Hill, he was pitching great for the Yankees. They got 5 runs off of him. I mean, you know, look, right now, it's unbelievable. I mean, I watch these guys. I couldn't watch last night because it's ridiculously on Apple TV. But whatever. I am giddy with this team, you know. And really, you know what? I love the manager. Now, I'm down on the manager for how he handled the Diaz thing. Okay? You said you had him on. He said he got mad, even though it didn't do it in public. Still, I would have liked to see him come out from that. But, okay, but this manager, I mean, he's been phenomenal. I think unbelievable how good he's been.
Oh, no, he's been awesome. I like the fact that, you know, he does involve analytics, but he has feel for the game. And we've seen him with the starting pitching where he'll go out there, and by the look in the eye or the want to stay in a game, he'll let a guy stay in the game, like Severino, like Quintana earlier this season. And you know what I like, and Aaron Boone could do this, even though the Yankees broke out yesterday, so maybe he doesn't have to, is Mendy, when they were struggling, said, you know what, I'm going to change the lineup up. I'm going to try different things.
Yeah,
and
Lindor
to the leadoff spot has been, you know, a home
unbelievable
run. He tried other things. It didn't work. That's okay. Remember, Nimmo was batting third. That Alonso batted second. That failed. But he kept moving things around, and now we've got something with Brandon Nimmo batting second, Pete hitting cleanup, JD at 3. So he's been aggressive, too. He didn't let the losing and just say, you know what, I'm going to run the same lineup out there every day. We'll see. He's doing a great job, and I'll tell you, they also got some kind of vibe going on right now with everybody dancing and partying.
Oh, my God, and me, I'm dancing, too. You guys see me dancing. When they beat the Yankees, when they beat the crap out of the Yankees the other night, the 12-2 game, I mean, you talk about dancing. By the way,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wait, let me say this. I'm going to say this. The first game when Judge hit the Grand Slam, I don't know if I told you this or not off the air, they should have walked him. You know, Aaron Judge is moving into Barry Bonds territory. You know, you got a 6-run lead with 2 out in the 8th inning and the bases are loaded with Judge up, you might as well walk him and just give him one run there. That's what I would
do. In general, I agree with you. Like, and they'll see him in a month, obviously. They go to Yankee Stadium.
Right,
you can't
right.
let Aaron Judge or Juan Soto beat you. The only reason I was okay with it is because they did have that 7-run lead. So the four right. or 6-run lead. So my thought was, you know, if you give up a grand slam, all right, well, now they have nobody on base. You have a 2-run lead. It's the rest of the Yankee order, which is terrible. And you won't have to face Aaron Judge again. But in general, I do agree with you that if you're the Blue Jays this weekend, if you're the Mets next month, you almost have to just treat them as, we're not letting you beat us. We'll put you on base 4 times, and we're going to dare Alex Verdugo and Gleyber Torres to beat us. And look, eventually those guys are going to get hot. You saw that last night. They're probably getting hot now. But still, like, Aaron Judge is on such a ridiculous level.
Oh, God.
You're right. Like, it's the closest thing we've seen of a Bonds-like thing since Barry Bonds. There's no one like this.
No, nobody like Judge. He's just he's clearly the best player in baseball. It's not even debatable. Talking, of course, to my great former partner, the great Evan Roberts. He's up I guess you're just there for the weekend, right? You off this week or are you working? What are you doing?
I'm off this week, but we're going to Vermont. Then we're taking a couple of days off. Then we're going to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
And, I told my wife, I said, look, Raleigh's a long trip. We should probably stop off at the halfway point. And she's like, you're right. So we're stopping off in Washington, D.C., I'll try to see if the president can put 2 sentences together, and then I'm going to go see Mets National. So it's a great combination of stuff.
Yeah, that's right, 4 games. How about the fact that they're playing the 4th of July, 11 o'clock in the morning at D.C.? How good is that? That's good stuff.
It's tremendous. That's a Nationals tradition, so I'm glad the Mets are a part of that. I like that. You know, get the baseball out of the way, and then enjoy the rest of the 4th. I love it.
And go beat the crap out of them, you know, as well. Bro, I mean, what else can I say? By the way, before I let you go, just one last thing before I let you go. Have we found out where Aaron Rodgers is yet? I mean, where is he? Is he under the, is he at King Tut's tomb? Where is this guy? Do we know?
I read the other day he's back in the United States.
He is.
And
he's
good
sure
to go. I got to tell you now, I'm not optimistic like we're going to win a Super Bowl.
No, I'm still living.
But
I told you this. My teams don't win championships. Just remember that.
Trust me, I know, but I am not concerned about that whole, he missed the mandatory.
No. Like, as long as he's great for our team, who cares, right? Who cares?
Exactly. And it's not like he doesn't care about the team and he's not involved. The guy was at every non-mandatory OTA. So I think it was much to do about nothing. I think that there are many people that are out to get Aaron Rodgers. They don't like Aaron Rodgers for a myriad of reasons.
Right.
So
right.
anything he does is construed as like some kind of horrible negative. With that said, Aaron, stay healthy. Can you actually play games for us this year? And I'm convinced if he does, I'm convinced if somehow we're lucky enough to see health, at least we're going to get to go back and see the Jets play playoff games for the first time since since we walked out of Pittsburgh depressed.
Yeah, 13 years ago now, no doubt about it. 13, ugh. It's going on 14 years already, no doubt about it.
Crazy.
100%. Just remember one thing, though, bro. This also has the chance for a team that has taken disaster to a new level to be the biggest disaster of all. I mean, let's be honest about that, too.
It's on the table. It's definitely on the table. It's a possibility, yes.
Oh, the pain. Oh, what a disgrace. All right, bro, God bless. Enjoy your vacation. Best to the family. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in.
You got it, man. No problem. Happy 4th.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.